Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Please come with me as we walk with Jesus.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And He walks with me and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
He speaks, and the sound of His voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that He gave to me within my heart is ringing.
And He walks with me and He talks with me,
joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever
Father in heaven, thank you for this time. Thank you for this time that we can invest in your presence as we learn more about how valuable it is for us to slow down. Slow down and walk with Jesus. Lord, help us to learn from His example as He took time to go away from the group and the crowds and spend time in your presence, walking literally with you. Let us learn the meaning of praying without ceasing, to constantly pray. practice the presence of our Lord right there by our side as we walk through our day with you. We want to be more like Jesus. God, help us to learn and understand your words today as we answer this call to worship. Amen.
Trust in me and you will make it. Leave the boat behind and step into the call of freedom. You that are afraid, dance upon your fears out on the ocean. Hear the call of glory, join the fool's parade. Come to me, you proud, who would be broken.
Happy, happy home.
That happy, happy home.
You are listening to Call to Worship. As we focus on the concept of walking with Jesus, I'd invite you to please invite your friends to join us for this program as their very own Call to Worship. It's heard on this station weekly at this same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of the songs included in today's program. You can also find devotional readings. Our statement of faith is there, and a lot more about this ministry. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship and share testimonies and find out what the topic will be for this next week's program. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Call to Worship Him. That's at Call followed by the number 2, Worship Him. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you so much for your letters and your generosity and your faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that's Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
This is your call to worship and praise as we think about walking with Jesus.
When you
only sees the wind and troubled water. Regret keeps looking back, searching for the shore. Fear might only find a sky that's full of lightning. Faith keeps walking on, looking to the Lord. Worry only sees the wind and troubled water. Regret keeps looking back, searching for the shore. Fear might only find a sky that's full of lightning. Faith keeps walking on, looking to the Lord.
You took a chance, you heard the master calling. Now you're doing something different than you've done before. Stepped out of the boat, and now the sky is falling. Don't stop doing the impossible. Keep looking to the Lord.
Worry only sees the wind and troubled water. Regret keeps looking back, searching for the shore. Fear might only find the sky that's full of lightning. Faith keeps walking on, looking to the Lord.
Just keep moving closer to the one who waits with open arms. Keep your eyes fixed on the sun when you're standing in the storm.
Worry sees the wind and troubled water. Regret keeps looking back, searching for the shore. Fear might only find a sky that's full of lightning. Faith keeps walking on. Worry only sees the wind and troubled water. Regret keeps looking back, searching for the shore. Fear might
as we think about walking with Jesus, can you imagine what it must have been like for Adam and Eve as they enjoyed precious fellowship with their Creator as they walked in the garden, that is, until that fateful day? We pick up the story in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. When the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. So they hid from the Lord God among the trees. Then the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He replied, "I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid." Wow. Another outstanding example of Christ walking with man takes place after the resurrection of Jesus. Matter of fact, on that same day, and we pick up this story in Luke chapter 24, two of the disciples were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and actually went with them, walking with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. So after a while, as the disciples were walking and talking, they tried to tell him what had taken place. Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Then, as they were a little later coming near to the town of Emmaus, they begged him, "Stay the night with us since it's getting late." So he went home with them, and they sat down to eat. He took the bread and he blessed it. Then he broke it and gave it to them. Suddenly their eyes were open and they recognized him. And at that moment, he disappeared. They said to each other, "Didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?" Later in that same chapter, the two disciples from Emmaus told their story of how Jesus had appeared to them as they were walking along the road. And folks, as we walk with Jesus, spend time with him, listening to his word, it will come alive in that same way, in and through us. As we are walking through this life with Jesus, it becomes easier to follow that concept that Paul described in his final instructions to the people of Thessalonica, found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, where Paul tells them to pray without ceasing. Folks, as we are constantly walking with Jesus and listening to him, we can pray without ceasing forever in his presence, even today. When we're walking and talking with God, we will hear and understand him. As we agree with his word, we will walk closely as with a best friend. When we walk with God, our conversation, our way of life should reflect our knowledge that we are in his presence. Listen to the words of Acts chapter 7. "I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Moses shook with terror and did not dare to look. Then the Lord said to him, "Take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground." When people see you and are around you a while, can they tell that you've been walking with Jesus? Mark 14 tells us that, "Meanwhile, Peter was in the courtyard below. One of the servant girls who worked for the high priest came by and noticed Peter warming himself at the fire. She looked at him closely and said, 'You were one of those with Jesus of Nazareth.' But Peter denied it. 'I don't know what you're talking about,' he said. And he went out into the entryway. Just then, a rooster crowed." From Acts chapter 4, it refers to the day the council of all the rulers and elders and teachers of religious law met in Jerusalem. We pick up this account in verse 8, Acts chapter 4. "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, 'Rulers and elders of our people, are we being questioned today because we've done a good deed for a crippled man? Do you want to know how he was healed? Let me clearly state to all of you and to all the people of Israel that he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, the man whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. For Jesus is the one referred to in the scriptures, where it says, 'The stone that you builders rejected has now become the cornerstone.' There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved." The members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. But they also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. Folks, we need to be wise sheep, staying close to the shepherd, walking with the shepherd, with him. Hebrews 13, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." We should stay close to him for a rich and satisfying life. We find these words in John chapter 10. "The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep." More than once, we read of time when Jesus walked by himself. as he did when he was told that John the Baptist had been killed. That story is found in Matthew chapter 14. As soon as Jesus heard the news, he left in a boat to a remote area to be alone. Later, Matthew chapter 26, then Jesus went with him to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." It is important that we invest time alone, as if walking with Jesus, our Savior. Lord, help us to make it so.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads His dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathes the weary one's feet, God leads His dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through His blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song. And all the day long, I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. In Jesus I'm safe evermore.
Our time together today during this call to worship has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we learn to walk with Jesus. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find out more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundant, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.